Look at you. Just look at you. I do so love the way you look when you're all tied up. So completely helpless, so utterly delicious. Look at you. You're so eager for this, aren't you? Tell me just how much you want me. Just how badly you need your mistress. Go on. Tell me. Tell me how much your cunt aches for me. That's right. Oh, such a good little slut. You know, it's almost hard to believe now that you were so innocent when I found you. So very innocent. But that was before I made you my filthy little fuck toy. Oh, just that word made you squirm. You love it so, don't you? You love it when I tell you what a dirty, perverted, eager little girl you are, don't you, slut? You love how it feels to be such a twisted whore. Oh, I know you do. You always have. When we first met, you were trying so hard to push it down, to hide it all inside, deep inside where no one would ever find it, no one would ever see it. But I saw it. I could tell. And your innocence, your fake purity, oh, that just made me want to corrupt you even more, baby girl. To see those luscious lips that couldn't even say the word sex without blushing, wrapped around my strap-on, oh, sucking and greedy. To hear those little squeaks of embarrassment give way to moans of pleasure and want. To make you beg for me to violate you. Violate you like the depraved slut I always knew you were. I still remember that night. The night when you finally gave in to those desires. When you just let go. I had been teasing you for months. Wearing shirts that were cut just a little bit too low, a little bit too tight. Holding your eyes for just a second too long. Making the filthiest jokes in the break room just to see that beautiful blush of yours. The way it spread across your face and down your chest. But don't think I didn't notice. I noticed that you started wearing low-cut shirts too. Tighter, more revealing. Even then, you couldn't resist the urge to show off. To be stared at, to be fucked and used. To be used in people's fantasies the way you secretly wanted to in real life. You know, I could tell that you wanted it. I could see it. Even if you couldn't admit to it yourself. But I wasn't about to just force myself on you. As very appealing as that sounds, oh no. I wanted to make you admit it. I wanted to hear you say it. I wanted to hear you say, I'm a filthy fucking whore. And believe it. So I waited. And I teased. I kept teasing you, watching you, and waiting. Just waiting for that perfect opportunity. And that night, I was all alone at my house and you came over, wanting to complain about something as usual. At least that was your excuse. You always had an excuse to be close to me. But you know, I don't think that most people spend an hour putting on makeup before they come over. If it's just to bitch about work, oh no. And frankly, darling slut, you weren't exactly being subtle. The little glances down to my chest. The way you kept finding reasons to touch me, oh, to be closer to me. You wanted it so badly, and I wanted to give it to you just as bad. I started massaging your shoulders. Nothing too exciting, not yet. Oh, but the way you responded, the little gasps you made. When I touched you, you almost came apart. I almost thought that you were going to come right there. But that was just the beginning, wasn't it, slut? Slowly, ever so slowly, I started to snake my fingers up into your hair, just gently stroking it, running my fingers through your soft, beautiful hair, and pulling you closer and closer into my arms. I could feel you start to tremble, and I knew that you were inches away from giving in completely. So I slowly tangled my hand into the hair at the base of your neck and pulled. Oh, the sound you make was so delicious. And it was the exact same noise that you just made now. Somewhere between a moan and a yelp, so greedy, fuck. It's so beautiful. And that's when I started nibbling on your ear. And then your neck, and then running a hand down your side and onto your hip. And every time you started to protest, to say that you weren't that kind of girl, I gave your hair another little tug. And all of your complaints turned to soft little moans and needful whimpers. And after that, you were just eager, greedy. By the time I had you naked, oh, you were soaking wet, dripping for me, and all but begging me to fuck you. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch you. Oh, no, not there. Not until you told me exactly what you really were. Not until you finally admitted that you were a depraved, dirty, perverted, filthy fucking whore. And that you needed me to fuck you. And even after all that teasing, you were still hesitant. You still denied it. You were so reluctant to admit the truth. To admit you loved it. To admit you wanted it. So reluctant to give yourself that sweet release of finally acknowledging your true self. And so, I just kept teasing you. And I was cruel, so cruel. Touching you everywhere, everywhere. Except where you wanted it the most. Building your sense of arousal beyond anything you'd ever experienced. Levels of want you'd never felt before. Levels of want beyond anything you'd ever imagined. Until it was just utterly unbearable. And you begged me. You begged me to tell you what it was you needed to say. Begged me to tell you what you needed to do so I would fuck you. And I did. Say it again for me, Pat. Say it just like you did that night. I'm a slut. I'm a whore. I'm a fucking dirty girl and I need you to fuck me, please. Oh, that's right. That is perfect. You're such a very good girl for me. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. You like that, don't you? My finger running up and down the inside of your thigh. Oh, I bet you do. You're getting so wet for me already. Oh. Do you want me to touch that pretty pink pussy of yours? Go on, slut. Beg me for it. Let me hear just how much you want it. Oh, you want it so badly, don't you? Well, darling, if you want it that badly, then I'm going to put my hand right here. Just a few inches above you, and if you want to feel my hand on your cunt, well, you're going to have to buck your hips up to it. Come on, slut. Move those hips for me, oh, please. You can do better than that. If you really want it, oh, you can do so much better than that. You can try harder. I thought you wanted this. Ah, there we go. Good girl. You're so close, so very close. Just a little bit further, and you... Oh, I'm sorry, pet. I just needed to make sure that you really wanted it as badly as you said you did. I'll stop teasing you. For now, anyway. There we go. Doesn't that feel good? My fingers inside of you. Oh, yes. Moan for me, slut. You know I love every gorgeous noise you make. Yes. Just take it nice and slow now. We've got all the time in the world. All the time in the world. Nice and slow. Such a good. Such a good little slut for me. You are always so eager for me, aren't you? So greedy and needy, oh yes. Oh yes, slut. Strain against those ropes. Oh, strain as hard as you can. Just try to get away. I can't take it anymore. I need to taste you. I need to taste that gorgeous pussy. Now go on, spread your legs. Oh, good girl. God, I love this pussy. You know, darling, you have the most beautiful cunt I've ever seen. You really do. And believe me, I've seen more than my share. And the taste. My mouth is watering at the thought of it. Oh, there it is. God, you taste so sweet. I'm addicted to you. Addicted to this taste. This is why I need to own you, baby girl. I need to own you so I can have a taste of this sweetness whenever I need. And I need it. Oh, I need it. Good girl. Push your hips back against my lips and my tongue. Fuck me back. Harder. Such a greedy little slut. A wonderful, amazing slut for me. Are you gonna come for me, slut? My good. Dirty little slut. Are you gonna come for your mistress? Oh, you better. You had fucking better come. Look at me. Look at me. Look me in the eyes while I lick you. I want to see just how close you are. Come on, hold. Look at me. Show me how much you need it. How much you like it. Come for me. Come for me. Be a good girl. Be a good, good little son. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me like that. Dirty. Little slapping. Come. Ah, good girl. You make the prettiest sounds when you come for me.
What was that? Untie you. Oh, my poor little slut. Did you really think that I was done with you? You only came once. And I know that a dirty, filthy little girl like you needs to come more than once, or you'll just be begging me for it again in a few hours. Not that I mind. You're so very cute when you're desperate for attention. Get ready, little girl. I am going to make you come and come until it fucking hurts. Until the pleasure merges with the pain and, oh, your brain is melting. Your brain is as much of a puddle as the bed because, oh, that's what sluts like you need. That's what sluts like you want. And that's what sluts like you deserve. Now, darling, be a good little whore and tell me you need it. Tell me you want it. Tell me that you're desperate for it. Yes. Oh, that's my good girl. That's my perfect little slut.